Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Nun Dalid. We are holding on Daf Nun Gimel and Beis at Nafal Etochel Shor VeKelev VeNishtabru at the two dots, 5-6 lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, Anneli Lishmas's mother, Golda Vasimcha LaShalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for all of our soldiers and our captives. They should all come home safely and quickly. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. And I want to thank Alicia Graff for covering the daf the past few days, and again the next couple of days while I'm in Los Angeles. Bli Neder will be back Friday morning. Today what we're going to talk about is the following. First, we're going to have a machlokas tanoim, whether kelim are chayiv bebar, meaning if someone's kelim fall into a bar and break, are you chayiv for paying for kelim in a bar? We've been taking it as a given that you're patur on kelim in a bar, but we're going to see that it in fact is a machlokas tanoim, and we're going to spend some time showing how each shita in tanoim darshins the psukim. The Gemara is then going to show through that discussion three possible drushos to include all Bali Chayim in the Chiyuvim of Bar, that it's not only Shor v'Chamor, which are identified in the Pasuk, but any Bal Chai that gets damaged or killed in a bar, you're going to be Chayiv for. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out, well, where do I know that from? And it's going to have three possibilities of where we learn that idea from. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is the Mishnah referring to when it says a Shor Chayir Shot of a Katan, right? The Mishnah had said, Nafal Letocho, Shor Chayir Shot of a Katan, Chayiv. Does that mean the shor that belongs to a cheresot of a katan? Or does that mean that the shor itself is a cheresot of a katan? So that's going to lead us to a machlokas, whether you're chayiv for a shor pikeach in your bar. If you have a shor that's perfectly capable, a regular shor, are you chayiv for that getting killed in your bar? Then the Mishnah on the Amud Beis is going to tell us that there are eight different halachos in the Torah where the Torah only mentions either shor or chamar or shor v'chamar, but the halacha doesn't only apply to those specific animals. The halacha applies to every animal. In fact, even chayos, even ofos are included in the halachos. Eight different halachos. That's the list in the Mishnah on Nudalad and Beis, and then the Gemara is going to show how I know that all of those halachos, in fact, apply to all different types of animals, and that's going to lead the Gemara to an analysis of the psukim about shvisas behemto b'shabbos, about the din of shvisas behema, that your animal is not allowed to do any work on Shabbos, because shvisas behema on Shabbos is the basis for many of the other halachos that we learn them out of gzeirah shavah from Shabbos, so we have to spend some time on discussing the basis for the psukim for shvisas behema on Shabbos. So let's begin. Five lines from the end of the page on Daf Nun Gimel and Beis. Nafal Tachu Shor VeKelev VeNishtabru. So he said you're chayiv on the behema, but you're patur on the kelim. If a shor together with its kelim falls into your bar and everything breaks and dies, so you're chayiv on the shor, but you're patur on the kelim. So Masnisin Delo Kerabi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is assuming like the sheet of the Chachamim, but against the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Ditanya Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv al niske kelim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that damage done to Kalim by falling into a bar, the Bala bar is going to be chayiv to pay for Kalim in a bar. So my time with the Rabbanan, let's take a step back and say, well, where did the Rabbanan come from? Where did the sheet of the Rabbanan that say that you're potter from Kalim in a bar, where do they derive such a thing from? Da Amar Kra, because when the Torah talks about Nizke bar, it says, V'chi yiftach ish bar, o ki yichri ish bar, v'lo yichasenu, and then it continues, V'nafal shama shor o chamar. Now, we could have just said, Nafal Shama, Hanofel. And what falls in the bar is, I don't know, whatever falls in a bar. Why does it have to specify Shor v'chamor? So we darshin, Shor v'lo Adam. It says Shor to tell me that you're not chayiv on niske Adam of falling into a bar, and Chamor v'lo Kalim, that you're chayiv on Chamor, but not on Kalim in a bar. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are chayiv on Kalim in a bar, O l'rabo, says Hakelim, says that the word O in the Pasuk is a riboy, and the word O is therefore coming to be marba kelim. Now the Gemara on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, I mean, according to the Rabbanan, we have two limudim over here, right? To tell me shar, but not Adam, and chamar, and not kelim. So are those the same? The fact that you're pater on Adam and that you're pater on kelim, they're not exactly the same, because you're not always pater on Adam in a bar. So the Gemara on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis explained that there's a fundamental difference between between the two. Because Lagabe Adam, only if he dies in the bar, the Balabar is Pater. But if he gets damaged in the bar, the Balabar is Chayiv to be Mishalim the Nezek. Because the Pasuk says, Menafel Shama Shar O Chamar, and we are Memayit Adam Mekalim, it's talking about an ofen of Misa. That in a case of Misa, then we're Memayit Adam Mekalim. Because the Pasuk goes on to say, Vahamesi Elo. So that's how I know that we're talking about an ofen of Misa. So the Torah is only being Memayit Tashlumi Kofer, that you pay for an Adam, that the Torah is Mechadesh by a Shor Shenagach Adam V'meis, where you pay Kofer payment, so you don't have to pay that when it comes to an Adam, when it comes to a bar, an Adam that dies in a bar. But it doesn't pater you from Tashlumi Nezek. Yet when it comes to Kalim, you're pater even with a Shvira, because of the Gemara we're going to see today, that the Gemara is an expression, Shvirasam Zuhi Misasam. That a shvira of a kli is the misa of a kli. So in legabe misa, breaking of a kli is considered to be misa. The Rashba quotes a fascinating Yerushalmi that says that we only exclude kalim from a bar if the bar is 10 tefachim deep, where you're going to be chayiv on a misa sashar. So if a bar is less than 10 tefachim deep, where you're only chayiv on nizke ashar and not on misa sashar, well then we don't have a pasuk to be mema'it kalim. So you're going to be, ironically, if your bar is deeper, you're going to be pater on kalim in a bar, because that we have a special meir in the pasuk. The pasuk that talks about misa excludes kalim, but if the bar is less deep, it's less than 10 tefachim deep, then you're going to be chayiv on kalim in a bar. The Rashba calls to Yerushalmi, it's totally counterintuitive, and the Bavli is mefurish not that way. Back on Daf Chav Ches and Beis, we learned explicitly not that way, that you're pater on kalim in a bar regardless of the depth of the bar. But bottom line is, we're trying to find what the basis of the sheet of the Rabbanah that you're pater on kalim in a bar, as well as the basis of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that you're chayiv on kalim in a bar. So he said the basis of the sheet of the Rabbanan is chamar velo kalim. The basis of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that it says the word o to be marbe kalim. For Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan learn from the word o? Don't they have to be marbe something? So it says mar o mi bayle lechalek. They need the word o in the pasuk between shor and chamar to tell me that you're not only chayiv if both a shor and a chamar fall into the bar. There has to say shor O chamar to tell me that if just a shar falls into your bar, or just a chamar falls into your bar, that you're chayiv for that as well, which is fascinating. It means that the assumption is that if it would have said shar v'chamar, I would assume you need both to happen in order to be chayiv. That is subject of a sugya in Maseches Bamitziah. Bamitziah of Daf Tzadidal, there's a machlokas Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia by the pasuk of ki ish asher yikalel asaviv esimo. Most you must. So what does it mean? If you're Makalel Aviv Ve'esimo, most you must. So Rabbi Yoshia holds that without the limud of Aviv Ve'imo Kilel, we would say that you're only Chayiv if you're Makalel Gamis Aviv Ve'gamesimo. That you're only going to be Chayiv if one curses both his father and his mother. Whereas Rabbi Yonasan holds that from the fact that the Torah is Mefaret Legabe Klayim, where it says Lo Sachrosh B'shor U'Bechamor Yachdov, by Klayim it says only if it's the two of them together. We see from there that any time it does not say the word Yachtav, we'd assume that the pasuk is referring to that it would be Asur to be Choresh Beshar alone or Bechamar alone. So Tosus asks, wait a second, so now we have this Machlokas Amarayim, what do I assume if it just says both words without something to split it like the word O, nor with something to join it like the word Yachtav? What's the assumption? Is the assumption that it's one or the other, or is the assumption that it's both? So Tosfos raises the question that our sugya that requires O to be mechalek between Shar and Chamar seemingly follows the Shita of Rabbi Yoshia. Because according to Rabbi Yonasan, even without the word O, we would know that it's one or the other. Now, Abaye holds like Rabbi Yoshia, but Rava holds like Rabbi Yonasan. Generally speaking, the klal in halacha is halacha is like Rava against Abaye. So it turns out that our sugya is completely shalok halacha. Our sugya is assuming like Rabbi Yoshia, which is shitas Abaye, and that is against the halacha. So Shitam Gubetza suggests that over here, even Rabbi Yonasan would be moda, that without the word O, we would understand that shar v'chamar means the two of them together, because we would have made a hekesh between shar v'chamar that it says by bar, and shor v'chamar that it says gabe klayim. And since I would have linked the two of those things together, and by klayim it means dafka the two of them together, so I would have assumed that shor v'chamar over here by Bar is also the two of them together. And that's why the Gemara works with the assumption that you need oh to be mechalek. Rabbi Yudah lechalek, back in the Gemara, lechalek mivinafal nafka. Rabbi Yudah will say, I don't need oh to be mechalek. Oh is there to be mar bekelim. How do I know to be mechalek? From the fact that it says belashon yachid vinafal. It doesn't say vinaflu. So I know that if even only one animal falls into your bar, you're going to be chayiv. V'rabbanan, and according to the Rabbanan, what do they learn? What do they do with the word v'nafal? V'nafal, tuva mashma. No, that's not a diuk. The fact that it doesn't say v'naflu, v'nafal also sometimes means plural, meaning it's a question in diktuk, in the way the Torah employs diktuk. Does the Torah always use, when it describes the poel of what's happening, does it always use a plural term when describing plural things, or can it sometimes use a singular term even when it's describing things that are in the plural? There are many psukim in the Torah. The Malbim points out that you have a pasuk va'asa betzalel va'ahliyav. Va'asu it should have been. It's betzalel and aliyav. But no, it says va'asa. The pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel. Uba ha'os ve'hamofes. It should be uba'u ha'os ve'hamofes. Or the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Va'yomer David el Sha'ul roe ha'ya avduch ala aviv betzon. Uba ha'ari ve'esadov v'nasa semeh eder. Ha'ari ve'esadov should have been a ba'u, not uba. So apparently, the Malbim explains, sometimes, according to the Shita of the Chum, the Torah writes, a poel b'loshon yachid, because each one is poel in its own makom. So by Sharon Chamar, that are no fall into a bar, they each fall into their own makom within the bar, and therefore it's sometimes described as a loshon yachid. So you got to figure out the laws of diktuk according to the Chachamim. Now, the Shita of the Chum is, from the fact that the Torah says Shor and Chamar, we learn to be Mema'it, Adam, and Kalim. But other Balei Chayim are Chayiv in a bar. So says Gemara, wait, why according to the Chamim are we only Mema'it, Adam, and Kalim? L'chora, we could have used the Midrash HaTorah and Dreshban to learn otherwise. Ema v'nafal klal. Why don't we say as follows, that the word v'nafal implies anything that falls into a bar. So that's a very general statement. Shor v'chamar prat. Then it starts giving specifics. What falls into the bar? A shor v'chamar. That's very detailed. And what's the rule? Klal u'prat in b'chal mashem prat. Whenever you have a klal followed by a prat, we always assume that the din only applies to that which we specify. So shor v'chamar in midyach. You should only be chayiv on shor v'chamar in a bar and nothing else. So amri balabar yishalem chazav v'kala. No, it says balabar yishalem, so that tells me another klal. So klal l'prat u'klal yatodan ele ke'ena prat. When you have a klal l'prat u'klal, it doesn't only include the prat exactly, it includes anything that's similar to the prat. Namely, ma'a prat m'furish bali chayim av kol bali chayim. That just like the prat is explicitly about bali chayim, so too any bal chai is included in the chiyuvim of bar. So that's drasha number one, how I know to include bal chayim in the chiyuvim of bar. The Gemara is going to have two other possibilities of how I know to include all bal chayim in the chiyuv of bar. But drasha number one is from klal uprat to klal. So ask the Gemara, well, since the klal hasheni is only going to include that which is ke'ena prat, so why are all bal chayim included? Not all bal chayim are similar to shor and chamar, ima both the shor and chamar, if they die without shechita, the nevela, the dead carcass, is tamei b'mago or b'masa, even if you lift it without touching it. So maybe only those animals that are tamei b'mago masa, which would exclude aval ofos lo, it would exclude ofos, and therefore maybe you should not be chayiv on ofos in a bar. So imkein nichtav rachmana chad prata. If that were true, that it's only coming to include chayos and behemos that are similar to shor v'chamar, where there's tumas nevela b'mago masa, so then it would have only written one prat, but either shor or chamar, and that would have been enough to darshan my klalu pratu klal and to tell me anything that's similar to the prat that's matayim b'mago masa. Why does it say a second prat? Why does it give a second example in the pasuk to be more inclusive than even things that are not matayim b'mago masa, to expand the category of ke'ena prat? The ke'ena prat doesn't just mean things whose nevela is matayim b'mago masa. Kain HaPrat means any Balchai, including an oaf. So says Gemara, really? Had it only had one of the examples, then I would have been able to learn a Klal HaPrat or Klal. Hey, Nichtov, which example would you have liked it to have written? Ikos of Shar, if it only would have said Shar, Havamina Karv L'Gavim Zeich In, Shein Karv L'Gavim Zeich Lo, then I would have been so limited in my Kain HaPrat, I would have said only those animals that could be brought on the Mizbeach, but not any animal that cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. And Ikos Rachman Chamar, and if it only would have said Chamar, Havamina Kodesh B'Bukhara In, Shein Kodesh B'Bukhara Lo, I would think only things that are Kodesh B'Bukhara, like a Chamar, which has Kedushas B'Bukhara, but Bali Chaim that don't have Kedushas B'Bukhara, are not included in the Chiyuv. So that's why it has to write Shar to include other Bali Chaim as well that do not have Kedushas B'Bukhara, and that they're included in the Chiyuv as well, in the Chiyuv of a bar. So it turns out that the Prat Hasheni is needed for to tell me that anything that's Neve Lasso, Metame B'Mago Masa is included in the Chiyuv. We can't learn all Bali Chaim from the second Klal, meaning that you're right, the second Klal expands the category, but not as widely as you think it should, meaning the category would have started out much, much smaller. And then with the second Klal, I include not only everything that could be brought on the Mizbeach, but anything that has Kedushas Bechar. But it still doesn't include Oaf. Having the second Klal should still not include Oaf. It's interesting that the Gemara says, I would assume that if it only would have said Chamor, that it excludes anything that's not Kadosh B'Bechorah, and therefore Shor comes to include even those things that are not Kadosh B'Bechorah. What makes that interesting is that a Shor does have Kedushas Bechorah. So, it's a strange Havamina. Rashi says, yeah, we would have learned to other Baal Chaim that are not Kadosh B'Bechorah, because we already know Davar Kadosh B'Bechorah from Chamar, so it must be including something. So that's where we would have expanded the category. I don't know why we would have thought that that's where we're going to, how we would expand the category. But that's how the Gemara must be assuming, says Rashi. So says Gemara, you're right. We do not learn Kol Bali Chayim being Chayiv in a bar from the Klal Uprat to Klal, because it doesn't work out. Meaning we're left with the Kasha over here. So Ella Amar Kra, it's a different limud. The Pasuk says when it talks about a Bal Habar paying, it says Vames Yelo. So we darshan Kol Dvar Misa. Anything that you could say Vames Yelo is where it's something that dies. So that includes all Bali Chayim die. So therefore, that's included in the chiyuv of bar. So bein rabbanu dekamarti lulekelim, bein rabbi yudit kamarti lulekelim. So ask the Gemara, well, wait a second. Whether you hold like the sheet of the rabbanu, or you hold like the sheet of rabbi yudit legabe kelim, that the rabbanu hold your potter on kelim in a bar, rabbi yudit hold your chayiv on kelim in a bar. Kalim b'nei misa ninu, kalim don't die. So according to the rabbanan, why do I need the word chamor to be mema'it kalim? I should be mema'it kalim anyway. The whole klal upratu klal only comes to, the whole Vamesi Alo only comes to include those things that are Shayich in Misa. So how could I be Marba Kalim? Kalim are not Shayich in Misa. So Amri, Shvira, and Bein Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda that we're saying that you're Chayiv on Kalim, so according to the Rabbanu, why do I need Chamor to be Memayid Kalim? It's already excluded from Vamesi Alo. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, how can I learn from O to be Marba Kalim? We say Vamesi Alo, and Vamesi Alo tells me only things that are Shayach and Misa, so you shouldn't be able to be Marba Kalim either. Tosus is troubled by that reading of the Kasha, but that's how Rashi reads the Kasha, so we'll just go with it. But so says Gemara, Amri, they explain, Shviras and Zui Misasan. What do you mean there's no such thing as Misa by Kalim? When a Kli breaks, that's its Misa. The breaking of a Kli is the death of a Kli. There's no Ge'al HaHalacha, not only in the Dinam of Nezikin, the Imasechus Brachos, we're told that a Koshal Bracha is a Tal Nasara Dvarim, that it needs 10 things for a Koshal Bracha, and one of those things is Chai. So the Rishonim explain, Tosfos and Maseches Erevin and other Rishonim explain, based on our Sugya, that what does it mean that the Koshal Bracha needs to be Chai? That the Kli itself, the Kos itself, cannot be broken. That if the Kos is broken, then it's not kosher to use for a Koshal Bracha. And that's how we, in fact, paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Sum Kuf Pei Gimel, the Dinim of Koshal Bracha, you look in Hilchos Kiddush and you assume that that's where they're going to come up. But the Dinim of Koshal Bracha are, in fact, found in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon, because that's the first time we have Koshal Bracha. So koshal bracha, you need a kos shalim, the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Taz quotes that the kos shalim means what we say chai, because it, without if it's not shalim, if it's broken, then it's misa, then it's considered to be dead, it's not considered to be chai. The Magen Avraham writes, not only that, even if the base of the cup, the stem of the cup, or the base that it stands on is broken, then even that's included in the Shavira. So Mishmura says, okay, if you can't find any other kos, so then you could use one that the base is broken a little bit, but ideally you want a kos that's shalem. So there are other factors also. You have to make sure it has the proper shear and things like that. But you want a kos that's shalem. So the Mishmura says only if you can't find any other kos to use. Now you have to realize it doesn't mean any other silver kos. Even that nowadays, if you have boys who became bar mitzvah, so then you have a lot of silver koses. But if you even with that, it means any other kos, meaning you're not makbid on silver b'makom that it's shavur, and you have other options that are not shavur. Okay, so that's the halachic ramification of shirasan zuhimi sasan. So asking Rav, l'rav damar bar shchiv elav Torah lahevlo v'lo l'chavato. According to Rav, that the chiv on niskei abar is for the hevel, the thick air in the bar, and not because of the impact on the karka. So ben the Rabban, ben the Rabbi Yehuda, both according to the Rabban and according to Rabbi Yehuda, kelim b'nei hevel ninu. By a kli, it's not shaykh that it's getting damaged by the hevel. It's not a living thing. So how could you be chayiv on niskei kelim in a bar according to Rabbi Yehuda? And why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you're patur on niskei kelim in a bar according to the Rabbanan? It should be a non-starter niskei kelim in a bar because kelim don't get damaged by hevel. Says Mar, yeah, they do. Amri b'chadati d'mifke mehavla. There are certain kelim that in the wrong atmosphere they break, they fall apart, they crack, something happens to them in the wrong atmosphere. Haiva Mesi Alomi Bayle Lichadrava. So says Mar, but wait, you're telling me that I learned from Vamesi Alo that I'm chayv on all Bali Chayim in a bar? I already need Vamesi Alo for a different drasha. Dama Rava, because Rava taught us on Daphnun Aleph, sharp Sule Amakdash and Shnafal Abar, if a shar that was hooktash for a carbon and then it developed a mum and it became possible to be used for a carbon, where the halacha is that you're supposed to be poda it, and then you're allowed to eat its meat, but you're not allowed to feed its nevela to dogs. So if it falls into a bar and dies, Potter, the balabar is Potter Shenemar Vamesi Alo, because it says Vamesi Alo. So we darshan that the Torah is only Mechayev a balabar to pay the Nizik b'misha shalo, when the behema, the nevela of that behema belongs to the Bailim that he's able to use it to sell it. Yatsa Zashena Me Shalo, but Sharp Sulam Akdashim, it's not Vamesi Alo, it does not belong to him. It requires kvura. The balabar is therefore not going to be chayiv in the nezek of such a shor. So since the pasuk is needed for that din, you cannot tell me that the pasuk of Amesi Alo is coming to tell me that I'm chayiv for all bali chayim in a bar. And therefore we have to move on to a third possible drasha of how I know that I'm chayiv for all bali chayim in a bar. Elo amarkra kesef yashiv leva'alav lerabos kol de isle bailim. Pasuk says kesef yashiv lebalav, from the fact that it says lebalav, it tells me that the balabar is chayiv on any nezek of something that has a bailim. So behemos, chayis, va'ofos, they all have bailim, and therefore they're included in the nezek. Frakti gemar ihachi afilu kelim va'adam nami. Then kelim va'adam also yishe a balabar should be chayivan, because kelim have a bailim and adam very often has a bailim if it's an eved, a shivcha, so they should also be included. Amakra shor v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim. That's why I need the special miyutim in the pasuk that shor excludes adam, chamar excludes kelim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks it doesn't exclude kelim, bishlam a shor mimayit bei adam. I understand shor excludes adam. El chamar mimayit bei. So what do I do with the word chamar in the pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda? Ela amarava chamar debor the Rabbi Yehuda v'sed aveda the divrei kol kasha. Itaka is difficult that according to Rabbi Yehuda's learning of the pasuk, the word chamar seems extra. Meaning, I do learn from the word shor below adam that you're not chayiv on adam in a bar, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, I am chayiv in kelim in a bar. So, what's the word chamar teaching me? It's extra, and it's not totally unique. We have other unanswered words in the Torah, such as the word se when it comes to aveda. What is it adding? The Torah says lo sira es shor achicha o eseyo nidachim v'salamta meham ashev toshivim la'achecha. Why does it have to give the example of se? So that's one of the mysteries in the Torah. The Gemara Maseches Bamitzia asks, and it says, so why does it have to say, shor, chamor, seh, simla. So the Gemara darshans all of them except for seh. That's where it runs short. It's unable to darshan seh. Okay, now, nafal l'toch v'shor cheir shot v'katan chayiv. The Mishnah had said that if a shor cheir shot v'katan falls in your bar, you're chayiv. So my shor cheir shot v'katan, what do we mean by that phrase, shor cheir shot v'katan? Ilem a shor shel cheir, shor shel shot, a shor shel katan. If it means a shor that belongs to a human being who's a cheirish, to a human being who's a shota, to a human being who's a katan, hashor shel bikach, pater. Sounds like if the shor that fell into your bar has an owner who's a regular bardas, you're not going to be chayiv for that. And we never heard of such a thing. I mean, it's not nistaver, meaning one could have argued, yeah, let the pikech watch after his shor. Why should I be chayiv if it falls into my cheirish of the katan? Can't watch after his shor. But we just don't have any source for it. So Rabbi Yochanan, shor shahu cheirish, shor shahu shota, shor shahu katan. No, shor cheirish of the katan does not mean a shor that belongs to a cheirish of the katan. It means a shor that is a cheirish of a katan. Hashor shahu pikeach pater. Ooh, so the diuk to be made therefore would be that if the shor itself is a perfectly able-bodied shor, then you're going to be pater for it falling into your bar. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu lomi bayu ka'amar. No, it's saying lomi bayu. Lomi bayu shor shu pikeach t'chayv. Not only is it obvious that if the shor is a pikeach, are you going to be chayv? You don't need to tell me that if that falls into your bar, you're chayv. Avol shor cheir shot v'katan emer harshu so garmalo, kanu so garmalo, lifter. I might think that if it's a shor that's a cheir shot v'katan, you could taina, this shor was an accident waiting to happen. It can't survive. You know, that's what caused it to, it's not my bar that did the damage. It's the fact that it's a disabled shor, so it was an accident waiting to happen. So kamash malan, that's why it comes to tell me that no, that even if the shor itself is a cheir shot v'katan, you're still going to be chayiv. Amli ravach l'ravina v'atanya, but we have a braisa that says nafal l'tocho bardas pater, my lav shor bardas. It says that if a bardas falls into your bar, you're pater. Doesn't that imply that if it's a shor that's a bardas, you're pater? So I'm like, lo, adam. No, it means if it's an adam that's a bardas that falls into your bar, you're pater. But any type of shor, you're going to be chayiv. Elameata, adam ben dasu de pater, alav ben dasu de chayiv. What diuk are we supposed to make from that braisa? It's talking about adam. That if an adam is a bardas, falls into your bar, then you're going to be pater. But if an adam that's not a bandas falls into your bar, you're going to be chayiv? On misas adam in a bar, you're going to be chayiv kofer? So shor v'lo adam ksiv, but it says shor v'lo adam. And a person who is disabled in one way or another is no less human than any other person. So what do you mean that we're going to be distinguished in the chiyuvim of Adam, whether it's a bardas or not? Elamai bendas min bendas. No, when we say that, when the Brisa says that if a bardas falls into your bar, you're going to be potter, it means if a min that is a bardas, that human beings are b'nei das, not all of them, but the min of human beings are b'nei das, and therefore any human being that falls into your bar, you're going to be potter on the misa, you're going to be potter from paying kofar. Amar leis, Rav Acha says, Ravina v'atanya, we have a mefurish b'raisa otherwise, that says, nafal tocho shor ben das, potter, that if a shor ben das falls into your bar, you're potter on that too. Ela amar Rava, so rather Rava explains, shor v'hu cheirish, shor v'hu shotu, shor v'hu katan, dafka. That the Mishnah, when it says, shor cheirish shotu v'katan, that you're chayiv, eino chinami, he's talking about a shor that itself is a cheirish shotu v'katan, but it's dafka, those types of shorim that you're chayiv in, aval shor v'hu pikeach, Potter, but if a regular able-bodied and minded shor falls into your bar, you're going to be potter. My timer, because the shor is expected to be a little more careful as it walks. Tanya namiachi nafal tocho shor cheresh shot of a katan v'suma umahalich balayla, or if it's blind or if it's walking at night where it cannot see, so chayiv. Then the balabar is chayiv because legabe those shvarim where it can't see, the balabar is considered posheya. How do you leave a mikshal like that where they're going to get damaged? But pikeach malik biyom, but if it's a perfectly able-bodied shor that's walking during the daytime, so then pater. Then the balabar is going to be pater. Okay, now a new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, there are 8 different places in the Torah where the Torah specifically identifies either a shor or a chamar or both, but it really refers to, the halacha really refers to all different types of animals and birds. Echad shor v'echad kol behema l'nefilas habar, for the halachos of damage in the bar, ula afrashas har Sinai, for the halacha that the Torah says that you're not allowed to have animals go up on Har Sinai in the days leading up to Kabbalah HaTorah. The Tos Yom Tov already on the Mishnayos points out that l'chor we should say Ma'ida Hava Hava. This halacha is not really so relevant nowadays because we don't have this halacha about Har Sinai. But for some reason, sometimes the Gemara considers this to be a halacha worth saying. L'tashlume Kefel, the fact that the Torah is Mechayev Ganav to pay Kefel, it says Mishor Ve'al Chamor Adseh Chayim Shnayim Yishaleim. So even though it only specifies specific types of animals, it means every animal. Ula Hashavas Aveda, we already said by Hashavas Aveda, it says Lo Sira Eshara Chicha O Eseyo Nidachim V'Salam Tomeyam, but really means every type of animal. Lefrika, for the Chiv to be Porek, a burden from a Chamor that's unable to handle its burden. It's not only a Chamor, it's not only a Shor, it's every type of animal. Lechasima, for the Yisra of Losachsum Shor Bedisho, they not let a muzzle an animal as it's working for you, even though it says Shor, it doesn't only mean Shor. Lechlayim, when it says that you're not allowed to losachros b'shor b'chamor yachtov, they're not allowed to take two different types of animals and be choresh with them together. It doesn't only mean shor b'chamor, it means any two different types of animals. L'shabbos, and by the halachs of shvisas beim on Shabbos, where it says v'shor v'chamor v'chol b'emtucha, it's any type of animal. V'chein chaya v'of k'yotze ben, and not only any type of animal, any type of chaya and any type of oaf as well. Im kein laman emar shor b'chamor el dibra kazbahove, that it says shor v'chamor, because those are the most common types of animals that this would refer to. Seriously, we say animals and we say chaya and oaf. So there is a discussion by all of these, by some of these halachos, do they apply to fish as well? Or by other halachos that for example, there's a halach that you're not allowed to feed your animal, you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals. So does that apply to fish? There's the tshuva in Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Shelus Yaivitz, where he thinks it does apply to fish, and he thinks that fish are included in animals that work for you, because there's a Gemara that says that there is a way that you can have an animal, you can have even a fish do work for you, even though most fish cannot do work for you. One might have thought that, you know, feeding a fish is feeding an animal. The fact that you're not allowed to eat before feeding an animal is because the animal looks and gets jealous, and the fish can't really see what's going on outside the tank, so it shouldn't really matter. It says no. Rabbi Yaakov says it's a din in midos, that when you have an animal that you get benefit from, so you have to, it's your own midos. It's not about the fish. It's about you. That your own midos. You have to provide for them before you provide for yourself. Anyway, says the Gemara, the nefilas habar kesef yashav lebal of ksiv. By nefilas habar, it says kesef yashav, meaning the Gemara is going to try to figure out how I know that each of these halachos apply to all types of animals. Because by nefilas habar, it says kesef yashav lebal, so we dash him, called this le bailim, anything that has bailim, which includes chayos and ofos as well. Kedamar, and just like we just darshaned on Amud Aleph. Lafrash sar sinai, im behema im ish lo yichya, v'chaya b'chal behema avya, that chaya is included in behema. So when it gives the general terminology of behema, that comes to include chaya. Im l'rabos is ofos, and then im comes to include ofos as well. L'tashlume kefal, what about paying for a kefal when you steal? Kedamrinan, like we're going to say in Daf Samach Beis, that when it says al kol dvar pesha, klal, that's a klal, kol dvar pshia, kol dvar pshia, it comes to include any dvar pshia, including any animal or oaf. La shavas aveda, how do I know that the chiv of shavas aveda is any type of animal? L'chol aveda sachicha, because it says l'chol aveda sachicha. L'prika, yalav chamar chamar mi shavas. How do I know the din prika for all animals? Because I learned chamar chamar from Shabbos. L'chasima, yalav shar shar mi shavas. I learned shar shar from Shabbos. L'klayim, e-klayim de charisha. Well, there are two types of klayim. There's not plowing with two animals together, having them pull the plow together, and there's an issur of mating two animals together. So if you're talking about the plowing with two animals together, yol shor shor mishabbos, I could learn that from the dinam of Shabbos. And e-klayim darba, and if you're talking about mating two animals together, yol b'emtecha b'emtecha mishabbos, and I'll learn the word behema, which it uses in the context of not mating two animals together, from the word behema that it used by Shabbos. So a number of these halachos trace back to Shabbos. Shabbos. And that's why the Gemara spends all of its energy figuring out the Gabi Shabbos Minolan. How do I know that by Shabbos it includes every type of behemah, chaya, and of titania? Because the price says Rabbi Yosef, Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel, Bidibros Rishonus Nemar, Avdecha, Vamascha, Uvehemtecha. And it doesn't say what type, it just says Behemtecha. Ubidibros Achronos, but in the second set of the Sars, it was the Parsha Veschanon, it says, Nemar, Vishorcha, Vechamorcha, Vechol Behemtecha. Veloshor Vechamor, Vechol Kol Behemah. Why does it specify in the second set of the Sars, it was Shorcha, Vechamorcha, that's already included in Kol Behemah? Loma Yatsu, Loma Lchamashor Vechamor, Homer Khan, Chayvov, Kayotziben, Avkol, Chayvov, Kayotziben. To tell me that just like by Shabbos, Chayva Of is just like every other animal, so too, wherever it says Shorva Chamar, Chayva Of is just like every other animal. Meaning, from the words Kol Behem Techa, I already know that it's every other animal, but it still says Shorva Chamar to show me that those words, Shorva Chamar, are key words, that whenever you see them, you should know it means every animal, not only in the context of Ilcha Shabbos. The Shidim Gatzis points out that there's absolutely no need for the Gemara over here to have mentioned the Dibros Rishonos. The whole kasha is from the Dibros Achronos, where it says Kol Behem Techa, where it says Shorcha v'chamorcha, and then v'chol Behem Techa, but it's just highlighted even more from the fact that Dibros Rishonos doesn't even mention Shor v'chamor, so it highlights that question of why specify even more, because it didn't even specify in the Dibros Rishonos, but the kasha is standalone kasha from the Dibros Achronos itself. So anyway, Ema says Gemara, maybe we should say Behema Dibros Rishonos Klal, Shorcha v'chamorcha Dibros Achronos Prat, Klal Prat, and Mechal Mashab Prat, Shorva Chamar in Midiachrin alone. Maybe the fact that it says Behem Techa by Dibros Rishonos is a klal. Shorva Chamar that it says by Dibros Achronos is then a prat. So we should learn a klal of prat and should only include Shorva Chamar. So Amri Vachal Behem Techa Dibros Achronos, Chazar Vachalal. No, obviously it then says Vachal Behem Techa by Dibros Achronos. And therefore klal of prat of klal, Yatodon Elekeena prat. So Ma prat Mufurish Balechayim, Av Kol Balechayim. So we utilize klal of prat of klal to tell me to include all types of Bali Chaim. Says Gemara, all types of Bali Chaim? Why would I include all types of Bali Chayim? Maybe from the Kala Prado Kala, I should include anything that's Matabi Mago Masa. I've called the Vasa Matabi Mago Masa, Velofa Slow, and therefore I should exclude birds. So Amri Imkein Dichtav Rachmana Chad Prata. Then it should have only said either Shar or Chamar. Why does it say both Shar and Chamar? To make the category a little more expansive. That you're right. Had it said only Shar or Chamar, I only would have included that which is the veil of Matami Bamagu Masa. But by saying both Shar and Chamar, now I include all animals, including Ophos as well. So it says Gemara, Heinich Tov Rachmana, the same conversation we had on Amin Aleph. Which one would you have wanted it to say without the other? Ikas Rachmana, Shar, Avmina, Karav, Gabi, Mzech, Inshin, Karav, Gabi, Mzech, Lo. If it only would have said Shar and not Chamar, I would say only that which is born on the Mzech. So Kas Rachmana, Chamar needed to say Chamar. Vikas Rachmana, Chamar, if it only would have said Chamar, Avmina, Kodesh, Bukhari, Inshin, Kodesh, Bukhari, Lo. That only an animal that has Kedushas Bechar, but not, does not include an animal that does not have Kedushas Bechar. So Kasrachman Ashar, that's why I needed to say Shar. So already from Shar and Chamar together, I don't necessarily know Ophos. I just know that an animal that has Kedushas Bechar, an animal that's Karval, an animal that doesn't have Kedushas Bechar, an animal that's not Karval Gamim Mizbech, but it's not enough to teach me Ophos. Ella v'chol behem techa ribuy yehu. You're right. The word v'chol in v'chol behem techa is a ribuy to include all balei chayim. It's not just from the klal upratu klal. Says the Gemara v'kol hecha tekas rachmana kol ribuy yehu. Anytime the Torah says the word kol, is it coming to include everything? V'agavi ma'aser d'chsev kol v'kadashin alei b'chol uprat. When by what you're allowed to buy with ma'aser sheni money, it uses the word kol and still we limit it to a limud of a klal uprat, and we don't just say, it includes everything. Titania, where do we see this by Meiser? Because the Bryce that teaches us, Pasuk says, V'nasata kesef b'chol asher tava nafshecha, so that's klal, b'bakr, b'tzon, b'yayin, b'shechar, that's a prat, tells me what I can buy, and then it says, b'chol asher tishalcha nafshecha, chazru klal, klal prat klal, yetodan elken prat, ma prat mufurish pre, v'gidule karka, just like the specific details that are given for what you're allowed to buy with Meiser Sheni money are things that grow from another pre, Bakar and Son come, they're born from a mother and a father, so too, all the peiros that we describe, and their gidule karka, because behemos eat off of the ground, I've called pre primipriv gedulei karka. So it includes anything that's primipriv gedulei karka. But what about the fact that it says kol? It says b'kol ashel tishol nafshcha. Why do I need to be limited to klal upratu klal? So it says my amri bichol klala. Kol ribuya. If it says bichol, you learn a klal prat klal. When it says kol, that's a ribuya that includes everything. Ibay seima. Alternatively, kol nami klalahu miu hay kol dahacha ribuyahu. Kol is normally just part of a klal prat klal. Over here, it's a ribuya. Midavel l'michta b'emtcha k'dichsim b'dibros rishonos because of v'chol b'emtcha shemamin or ribuya. Because it changes from the way it wrote it in dibros rishonos. In dibros rishonos, it didn't say the word kol, and over here it does in dibros achronos. That tells me to be marba everything. So hashadam. Kol ribuyuhu. Now that I know kol is riboy, b'amtcha dibros rishonos v'shavu chamar to dibros achronos lamali. So what do I learn? I'm not learning klal prado klal anymore. So what do I do with all those terms? So amri shar lagmuri shar lechasima. The word shar is extra to teach me that the dinim apply by that the isra of chasima applies by all animals as well. Chamar lagmuri chamar chamar leprika. That's to teach me that that the dinim of prika apply to all animals. B'amtcha lagmuri b'amtcha leklayim. To tell me that the dinim of klayim apply to all animals. Ihachi afilu adam litzar. So then it should be asr even for a person to pull a wagon together with a behema and a chaya. Just like by Shabbos, the isra of shvisa is not only on a behema, but it's on avdecha as well. Alam etnan adam mutter mkulin lachrosh v'lim shoch. Why then do we say that it's mutter for an adam to be choresh together with animals? So amra papa papuna yadi time adam milsa. The man from Papuna knows the answer. Umanu Ravach bar Yaakov. His name is Ravach bar Yaakov. Amar kra leman yanuach avdcha v'amascha kamocha la anachi kashtiv lo ledavar acher, that it's dafka by shvisas behema on Shabbos that we include Adam as well, but not for other halachos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, Elisha will pick up from there tomorrow, and I will be back on Friday. Everyone have a great day.